All right, Monday Nighter tonight, Seattle, Washington. The Seahawks are a two-point favorite tonight. That line keeps moving. I believe Washington, I think it was a pick'em over the weekend, and keeps moving in the direction of Seattle. And the game is in Washington tonight. Neither team is a great team, clearly. Seahawks are 3-7, Washington's 4-6, but Russell Wilson's back, healthy, and I'm sure that's a big part of where that's going. But it was a pretty wild weekend in the world of the NFL. We are deep into the season now. And to chat about it, we're joined now by longtime NFL. You can see him, hear him up on FS1. Here is Marcellus Wiley. How you doing, Marcellus?
Doing great, guys. What's up?
Well, we're trying to figure out what's up in your hometown, man. The Chargers, they lose yesterday. They're Jekyll and Hyde. And the Rams, man, they look bad right now. Matt Stafford looks terrible. He could have been picked off 4 or 5 times yesterday.
The Packers, hell is up with that guy?
Well, let's ask Marcellus. I mean, we'll put you on the floor here, man. You speak up and represent the Rams. What's going on with Stafford and what's going on in L.A.?
Yeah, I mean, the Rams are certainly reeling right now, as you can watch this team. A team that early season, everyone was priming for a Super Bowl contention. Now you just wonder, will they even continue at this pace, and will they even survive to make the playoffs? They're in still a great position with a 7-4 record, but you just blink. A few weeks ago, they were 7-1, and now they've lost 3 straight, and you can't really understand and believe your lying eyes, but it's telling you the truth. This team has gotten away from its core identity in large part because of its fascination with Matthew Stafford in that passing game. Early in the season, you can look at their rushing performances, and you will see this team with rushing performances all 100-plus in wins, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different games, as late as the last game that they won against the Houston Texans, 165 rushing yards. Then you see their 3 losses, and then you realize they never eclipsed 100 yards. So their core principles is to run the football that sets up the play action, which sets up the big explosive plays. Now, when you have Jared Goff, that's kind of more of necessity than luxury. When you get Matthew Stafford and he wows you in practice, he wows you in his early performances, you get away from that and you just say, hey, let's skip the other steps and let's get to the explosive plays. And that there is the problem. You're going to have fewer explosive plays because you didn't set it up. And this is one thing I learned from the NFL. No matter how great you are and what's your great go-to move, and, hey, nobody could beat me at doing this when I was in high school and college, in the pros, they always make you go plan B. So if you want to go out there and use your best move first, they're just going to say, oh, you just gave us a recipe for success. You got to set us up. And that includes the fast guys have to be able to show that they'll run you over before they just run to the sidelines. That includes the teams that know they have great receiving cores, that they have to run the football to set up those big plays. It all has to work hand in hand. And right now, they're working with only one hand, and it's starting to get exposed. It's Matthew Stafford having issues in the passing game.
Yeah, they're looking behind them too, man. Like, they know Arizona's in front, but the Niners are coming alive. Niners are coming alive, and Niners look like a team that's healthy, and they trust the run game. They trust the coach again in Shanahan, and the Niners are lurking. They were one of the 3 teams that beat the Rams over the last 3 weeks. And on the flip side, the Packers get a much-needed win, and now they go into a bye week. And now they can settle in a little bit. They've had some big injuries, but if you get guys back like Smith, like Alexander, Bakhtiari's going to be back at left tackle at some point. Do you think the Packers could be standing atop the NFC in a month, month and a half?
Yeah, they could. And I don't know if that's great or encouraging or what is that. It certainly beats the alternative of being at the bottom or being out the playoffs. But let's remember that the narrative before last year was the Packers. They could never get that home game at Lambeau and when it mattered in the playoffs, the NFC Championship game. And then they finally get one in Lambeau. It's been a while, right? And what's their record in NFC Championship games? 1-4. So this prime pole position that they are putting themselves in position for may not be the best thing for them. I still don't trust them over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in terms of flinching, in terms of those moments of truth. When it comes down to it, crunch times, I trust Tom Brady more than I do Aaron Rodgers, despite Aaron Rodgers being great as he is. So it's a situation where if they set themselves up for that success, what does it truly mean when Aaron Rodgers in NFC Championship games, and we have a five-game sample size now, has what, 9 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, a low quarterback rating, and we see the win-loss record is not the same as Aaron Rodgers, the great, in the regular season. So I just think that it's not going to be discouraging to any other team to go to Lambeau, just like Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks did last year, and have to get that victory. They won one Super Bowl, and they won that one Super Bowl being a wild card team. The next year, they were 15-1. I mean, this team was amazing, and they lose the home playoff game to the New York Giants. So you just got to remember that this team, somehow, some way, when it matters most, historically hasn't always showed up. We'll see how it goes going forward.
Last year, Marcellus, I asked you about Baker Mayfield, and it was a garbage comparison because it was either Jared Goff or Baker Mayfield. And I think you took Baker Mayfield. After watching yesterday, Baker Mayfield, like, where are you at with him? And the follow-up is, what the hell do organizations do if they're looking at the quarterback is so important and they know that the guy that they have, they're just not going to go anywhere with that guy under center?
Yeah, I'll take your word for it, but it's been very few, if any, times I've ever chosen Baker Mayfield over anything. Boy, is he bad, and he's been bad for a minute here. But, you know, it's interesting, man. He's just a roller coaster ride. So the only thing he's consistent in is being inconsistent, and that's the problem. You can't sleep peacefully at night. You cannot, because Baker Mayfield, he's so much risk but very little reward. His record in the fourth quarter of game-winning or tying drives is 2-13. Like, when you have money on the line and it's time to go out there and show, hey, we've been battling for four quarters, basically, it's your turn to take it. Just like last night, you see Baker Mayfield fall short of those moments. So I'm looking at it like Baker Mayfield has played himself out of a conversation for me as a franchise quarterback. I think the Cleveland Browns, even though they have leverage in this conversation, they feel stuck because Baker Mayfield ignited this franchise. He started something. But since you start something, doesn't mean you can finish it. And I don't think Baker Mayfield can finish what he started in Cleveland. If you watch Kevin Stefanski postgame, he had both arms on the podium, locked out, shaking his head negatively the entire time. Frustrated with his offense, really frustrated with his quarterback, because 6 of his last 7 starts, 14 points or fewer. That's not going to cut it in the NFL, certainly as a franchise quarterback.
No, that's a mess last night, man. Lamar throws 4 picks, the Ravens put 16 points on the board, and you can't win that game. Like, they had to have that game. The defense showed up. They had to have that game, and they blew it, and now I think their season is effectively done. What about the New England Patriots? We bring them up weekly. At what point do we start talking about them as the best team in the NFL, as opposed to, are they the best team in the AFC East? That was 2 weeks ago. Then last week it was, are they the best team in the AFC? Is it appropriate to ask if they're the best team in the NFL today?
It's appropriate. I think it gets shot down quickly for good reason or maybe not good reason, but it's a rookie quarterback leading the charge. So you just will have to think to yourself, okay, if this plays out, they're the best team in their division, so they win the division. They're the best team in the AFC, so they're in the Super Bowl. But then they face Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, whoever else the NFC could send, whether it could be the Arizona Cardinals, you could see Kyler Murray out there, whatever that team may look like from the NFC, would you bet on a rookie in the Super Bowl? Now, so far, he's been defying odds as a rookie for the New England Patriots, taking Cam Newton's job, and then leading this team to a place where right now they look like the best team in the AFC, at least the most consistent team in the AFC, certainly. So now, can he defy odds one more time if we want to run the entire way with our imagination? Can he win it all? Can a rookie quarterback, a true, pure rookie quarterback, go out there and win it all? Even Tom Brady sat his first year as a quarterback and then was allowed his second year to win it all. So same system, same coach, but different in terms of the calendar and scheduling. But so far, everything we've bet on in terms of Mac Jones and his limitations in the Patriots, they've defied them. And with that defense that they have, I certainly believe they could put themselves in the Super Bowl and potentially win it in a game where it's parity all at the top.
Yeah, it's been a pretty incredible run, and they got Buffalo at Buffalo Monday night, a week tonight, man. That's the game of the season probably up to this point or real close to it, certainly in the AFC. So that'll be a big one for both teams. Great stuff, buddy. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll do it again this time next week.
Let's do it, brothers. Take care, guys.
There's Marcellus Wiley, longtime NFLer, host up on FS1, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Build your next dream Toyota at Maple Toyota. Pre-orders are now available for all models, including the all-new 2022 Tundra and Corolla Cross. Visit MapleToyota.com. Yeah, this time next week, man, we'll be doing a lot of chatter about Bills Pats down in Buffalo. You can bank on that.